That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
Nice, huh? Feels good. I like the fact that you're laughing for no reason. That's good. It creates laughter. Most people are gonna be listening to this and going, like, why is she laughing? Who is that? Why is she laughing? Thank you guys for checking out What's Up, Bro. A very special edition of What's Up, Bro. I am Nery Science. I'm here with my lovely bride.
Hi.
Love of my life. Can you tell I'm trying to get ahead today? Trying to say everything I could just to try to get some. Anyways, Mike is not with us today because this is a very special edition of What's Up, Bro. It is that we are actually taping on Monday like we do as always, but this Monday is special because it's Labor Day.
And it's happy birthday.
It's happy birthday. It is my birthday today. So I turned 31.
Old man.
Old man. You're married to an old man.
I know. It's depressing.
Isn't it depressing? All right. So I am 31 years old. Thank you for all the warm wishes on Facebook and Twitter. I had a lot of people, and still halfway through the afternoon, but I've had a lot of people reply to me, so I appreciate that. Or right on my wall, I should say. So thank you for that. I got a couple nice gifts. Your parents gave me $50 Amazon gift certificate, which is the best. Because anybody who knows me knows I shop on Amazon quite often.
Yeah, they asked me what you wanted, and I'm like, Amazon gift card.
Nice. So it's thanks to you.
Exactly.
And then I got a cupcake. And
a real cupcake.
An actual cupcake. and it's going well. It's going well. So I wanted to record with you today because, first of all, we always invite you on like last minute.
To make fun of me.
And we don't make fun of you.
Really?
It's not making fun of you. We bust on each other's balls like we do with everybody that comes on the podcast, including Mike and including myself. I've been made fun of, and everybody has been made fun of. But it's not making fun of when it's in good nature and in good spirits. So stop rolling your eyes. They can hear you. The people on the podcast, the 13 people listening to this, can actually hear you rolling your eyes.
Good. I'm glad.
Do you remember when you first told me that?
I don't remember the exact time, but I remember telling you that.
Yes. You told me, and this is for the listeners, that when we first started the courting process, and we were talking on the phone for months, I said something to you in which you said, "Can you hear me rolling my eyes?" And I thought that was the funniest thing ever. I was like, holy shit, I actually could hear her rolling her eyes. So... we have said that ever since. Can you believe we've been together for 5 years?
That's crazy.
That shit crazy.
It doesn't feel like 5 years.
It really doesn't. It feels like a lot longer. It feels like I've been in such torments for a lot longer. I'm joking.
You're such a jerk.
I'm joking. You gotta speak into the microphone if you're gonna speak.
You're such a jerk.
No, I didn't say yell it. I said if you're gonna speak into the microphone. Anyways, so I'm 31. What were your thoughts about being married to an old man? What are you thinking about that?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you. Who do you think I'm talking to? You're the only person here. I'm talking to Lady or Baloo, our dogs who are in the room.
I don't know.
Do you feel depressed about dating an old man? About being married to an old man?
No. Better to be dating an old man than a young man.
Right. Because young man, blech. Who needs to be
technically
young?
More mature than a young man?
Imagine
technically.
That.
Imagine I said that. Technically.
It's supposed to be supposedly, I think. Supposedly, I'm more mature, yes.
Right.
So anyways, I know it's weird for me to ask you, but did you watch any of the old school pics?
No.
Have you seen any? Well, you saw. No, you haven't seen Dragon and Bruce Lee story either. Jesus, you haven't seen any.
Yeah,
of
we watched that. You made me watch
that's
that.
That's right. That's right. How did you? Did you like that one? You don't crinkle your eyes at me and as if that's going to transcend via the airwaves.
I thought it was weird. Isn't that the one where he like battles a demon in his dreams?
Yes.
And stuff?
Yes.
That's weird.
That's weird. But you have other movies that you watch that you're like, oh, you're okay with. Inception. Did you like the Inception?
I liked Inception.
Did you understand it?
No.
No. Nobody does. Nobody really does. All right. So. I don't know if even to do the old school picks with you because
nobody's here.
What's your who's nobody? It's Mike.
Well,
Michael's a nobody.
Here.
All right, so let's just stop it right now. I want to get into interviewing you, which is going to be weird because I'm interviewing my wife too. Which most of the questions too I'm going to ask you, I already know the answer to. But this is for the people listening. This is not just for me. So we have a daughter.
Right.
Right. This is your first daughter.
Yes.
All right. Now.
I was going to say that I know of, but that doesn't make any
That makes
sense.
No sense for a woman. That makes no sense. Now, do you want to have another kid?
Yes.
Okay, when?
Not yet. I don't know. Maybe, well, I want to wait for Sophie to be a little bit older.
Okay, what's a little bit older?
At least 2, if not older than that.
Older than that? See, that's a problem, because then they become terrible threes. They go into the terrible 2s and terrible 3s, and then they get very spoiled. And then when you bring in another human being, they're like, wait a minute, the attention's not... That's when it's really difficult to transition.
But I was...
At 4 or 5, they're already like, okay, they're more welcoming.
Okay.
But that's a long time to wait.
No,
5 years. I would be 36 years old if we were to have another baby in 5 years. Or in 4 or 5, when Sophie's 4 or 5.
Oh my God, I would be 30.
Yeah. That's a big difference. In our bodies, in our lives.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference. I think we should just get the whole not sleeping thing out of the way now.
But we are sleeping now.
I know, but I think the whole, like, because even if our next child is perfect like our current child is, which is very doubtful, but let's say, best case scenario, our next child is going to be as perfect as she is. It's still 6 weeks of not sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was tough.
It was.
That was tough for me at 30. At 36, that would be damn near impossible.
Way to be positive.
But it's very difficult. For the older we get, it's harder to lose sleep. Sleep is precious.
I know it is.
You know, it's one of those things. Sleep is like youth. It's wasted upon young people. It's just because when you're young, you sleep all day and you go, this is fun. But then when you're old and you really need the rest, you don't get it because you're fucking working. Anyways, so you want a second child. If we have a boy, I've already explained on the podcast, if we have a son, that his name is going to be Maximus. That's been settled. And because I put up no argument and or 2 cents about our current child's name, you have no say in that name whatsoever. Do you want to tell the people what her name was supposed to be?
Not what her name was supposed to be.
No, it was what her name was supposed to be.
No.
You agreed. You agreed to this as much as I did before you and I even got pregnant, before you and I even started thinking about getting pregnant. Years ago, when we first started dating, when it was like crazy for two people to start talking about this kind of shit, we came to an agreement, right? And what do you want to say the names? Say the names. Say the names and I'll tell the people how we got there. How we got to those names.
Which one do you want me to do first?
Whichever one.
Okay, the first one was Brooklyn, but Brooke, first name, middle name, Lynn.
Right. Because it's not Brooklyn like a stripper name. It's first name Brooke, middle name Lynn.
And then the second name was September.
September. See, and that's the one, when people hear that, people right now are in their treadmill or listening at work going, what the fuck? Are you insane? But this is the reason why I'm saying this, people. It all started as a joke. Literally, it started as a joke. And I know the people are smart asses are like, oh, no shit. That's a fucking joke name. Yeah, all right. But the thing is, I started as a joke because people name their kids April and
May
and June.
August,
January. I've seen a couple of spring, summer, right? What was it? Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
And as a joke, because my birthday is in September, as a joke, I go, man, September gets no love. Why don't people name their child September? And then you said, actually, and we started laughing. we both did. And then you said, actually, it's not a bad name if you think about it. And I started to think about it, and I said, you know what? You're right. It's actually not a bad name. Like, if you just take away the definition, the meaning of it, because if you, I'm sure the first people to name their kid June were like, what the fuck is going on? Excuse me one moment. I'll get a...
A happy birthday phone call.
I gotta get a happy birthday phone call. One moment, please. And we're back. Just in time to have my daughter wake up. And now my lovely bride has gone to go check on her. So I don't even know if we're going to air this podcast now, because we're 9 minutes in. 9 minutes. That's how much we could get. See what I'm saying with parenting? You're 9 minutes in. You think, man, she's asleep. We could do whatever we want to do. We have a good hour, maybe even two, because sometimes she gives us that much time. But you don't even know. So she gives us this time about 30 minutes. 9 minutes into the recording. Bam. It's horrible because you don't even know when it's going to happen. Is she done? Are you back? What'd you do? You just put a pacifier in her mouth? Really?
Yeah, because she didn't look like she was ready to get up.
Look at that. I'm here talking shit about her.
Talking shit about your own daughter?
Well, I'm just talking shit about the fact that when you have children, you don't know how much time you're going to get. You could either get half an hour, or you could get 2 hours, and you never know. So it's not like I was talking shit about her, our daughter specifically. It was more of a children in general's type of shit. So, anyways, now you gotta let the dogs out. Oh God, it's like, you know, do they not know that we're working on a schedule here?
Clearly, they don't care about our schedule.
They don't care about our schedule at all. So, all right. So September, going back to September, I think it's a lovely name. I really do think it's a lovely name. You're never gonna do it, because you even agreed. You said yes, we're gonna name our kids Brooklyn in September. Or September in Brooklyn, I don't know. And you even said, which one do you want to name first? I go, I think we should go with September 1st. And you go, yeah. And then the moment you found out you were pregnant, I was like, if it's a girl, September, right? And you're like, no. You flat out just went back. And it wasn't even like I convinced you. It was like we actually, you know, we agreed together. And you were like, nah, done. No, so I don't believe anything you have to say as far as baby names are concerned anymore, because once you get pregnant...
Well, because I was actually faced with actually naming a child September for real.
That's not a bad name, though. It's still not a bad name. You know it's not a bad name. Brooklyn, I'll give you. That's a stripper name. Fine. Yeah. Scratch that off the table. But September really is not a bad name, especially when you tell people June, you know, May, April, all that shit. August... You say August is a better name than September?
No.
Then thank
you. Not at all. That name's horrible.
So, thank you. Gosh. Anyways, do you want to tell people about the adventures that happened a couple of days ago?
What adventures?
The adventures that our lovely daughter was put through.
You mean the mutilation of her beautiful hair?
All right, so this is what happened, people. This is what happened. A few days ago, my wife and I, along with our child, are at some restaurant eating. And my wife says to me, you said to me, we should cut her hair.
I said, she needs to get a haircut.
And I said, no. I said, why? Her hair looks fine. She looks beautiful. Why?
And I said it was because it was poking her in the eye.
Her bangs, right? Her
bangs were poking her in the eye.
And you said, and then what did you say? It's just a snip. It's just a little trim just to get her out of her eye, correct?
Correct.
All right. And to which I then turned and said to you, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not exaggerating in any way when I said, well, shit, if it's just a snip of her bangs, then we could do that at home. We could do that ourselves. We could save ourselves $12. There's no point into doing that. What were your words exactly as I said those words?
I don't remember.
Your words exactly, verbatim, you said, that's true.
Well, yeah, because why spend $12 on...
If we could just snip a little bit of her hair, her bangs, and get her out of her eyes.
Snip a little bit of her hair is one thing. Yes. Cutting more than halfway up her forehead is another.
So the next day, she said, that's true.
Stop flipping through the magazine. So, you're driving me crazy.
See what I have to put down? You're going to put that on the floor and the dogs are going to come. And
when they come in, I will pick them up.
All right. So then you said, that's true. We could save money. We could cut her hair ourselves. Mm-hmm. And to which I said, for real? Because I did not expect you to take that positioning at all. The next day, you came up to me and to the audience. She came up to me and she said, hey, are we going to cut, let's cut her hair. And I said, oh, you're serious about that? She goes, yeah, I'm serious. Let's cut her hair. It's poking her in the eye. It's really bothering me. So I said, fine. Went into the bathroom. We wet her hair a little bit, put her bangs down. And you were going to cut her hair. You had the scissors in hand. And what did you do?
I got scared because I didn't want to poke her in the eye.
You got scared.
You offered to take the scissors.
And I said, do you want me to do it so you could hold her down and you want me to do it? And you said yes.
And you said so that I could blame you.
No, you said I could. I said I could take the blame if you want. Ha, 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 ha. We joked around. Blah, 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 blah.
Guess what?
And you said
you're taking the blame.
And you said yes. You held her down. And then I passed the scissors through her hair and just cut.
And now she looks like she's related to one of the stooges.
And she, I really did a piss poor job of it. But then again, to my defense, I've never cut an infant's hair. So the only hair I've ever cut was my own hair when I was a kid. And that did not come out as well either. I actually cut my own hair twice. Once when I was like maybe 5-6 years old. And
my mom wants to say happy birthday.
Okay. Once when I was like 5 or 6 years old. And then the other one when I was like 12 years old before I got into high school, right at my last, one of my last weeks in middle school. Really bad. Really, really bad. So I don't know what made me think that this time around was going to be better. Like the results were going to be any better. But I did. And I cut her hair.
But it was just supposed to be.
You went ape shit.
It was, yes. Because it was just supposed to be a teeny little snip just to get the hair out of her eye. And you
Is her hair?
Yes, but now
in her
she
eye
looks
right
like
now.
Her hair looks like a helmet.
It was short. You took her. You then rushed her to a salon as an emergency.
And I ended up spending $20.
That's your fault.
How is that my
Because
fault?
You went all the way down to the rich people land.
Pinecrest.
Pinecrest. You went all the way down to Pinecrest where your friend lives and you cut her hair there and then you gave a tip.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to give a tip when you get your hair cut.
Ah, whatever. Please.
I cut my own hair once too.
Uh-huh. How did that go?
Not so great.
Not so great. You cut your friend's hair too.
I did. I cut my friend's hair in kindergarten and they made me sit by myself
For the rest of the year? You couldn't even sit around anybody. Did they ever let you play with scissors again?
Well, yeah. I needed to use the scissors for, like, classroom work. But
were you under, like, warden watch? Or were you under, like, one of those things in prison where somebody had to sit and watch you use the scissors?
I just had to sit in a table by myself in the back of the classroom.
For a whole year?
It was, like, the second half of the year.
The second half of the year. Ugh. That would have killed me. Ugh. I don't know. So... the moral of the story, everybody, is don't, for the life of Chrysler, do not cut your own child's hair. Not because you're going to mess up, because you will. And not because it's going to look horrible, because it will. But only to shut your wife up. Don't ever give her that argument. Don't ever let her get to that point where she is right and you are wrong, even though she's clearly the one that said, yes, that's true. You have a good point. You should cut her hair. Because then you would still lose somehow, some way. My favorite moment is afterwards when you go, you know what? I should never have let you. I take full responsibility. And then you did not blink an eyelash right after you said made that statement. You said, it's still your fault.
It is your fault because you actually
How is that
did.
Taking responsibility if you're saying
because
it's my
you
fault?
Actually, like I said before, you wielded the scissors of doom. And now my child looks like she's permanently wearing a helmet because of you. I take responsibility for allowing
up,
you.
When we spike her hair up, when I put a little bit of gel and I work my magic, she looks
magic.
Quite
you
adorable.
You mean when you glop hair gel onto her head?
Glop gel. Yeah. Yes, that's what you do with gel. You glop it on.
Well, you left glops of gel on her hair.
Oh, there you go. There you go. It still looks better.
And yeah, when it's spiky, but right now it's not spiky.
She looks adorable. Because she's sleeping. She's not going out anywhere. That's her going out here.
That's her going out here. So I do take responsibility for allowing you to cut her hair, but it's still your fault.
Okay. I don't see how that's possible.
Because you were the one with the scissors in your hand. You did it. You started up here by her hairline, not by her eyebrow.
Did you? You saw me do it.
No, I didn't.
You were watching me.
Her She had her back to me, so I couldn't see her forehead.
We were in front of a mirror.
No, we weren't. We were turned away from the mirror. I couldn't see her face.
Whatever. She looked fine. She looks great. She looks awesome.
That's a matter of opinion.
Yeah? There you
she
go.
Looks great when her hair is spiky, but when it's not spiky, she looks like a special child.
Anyways, she is so a special child. She is a special child. She's my child. She's special. All right, so TV is coming back around. New TV season, right? It's the fall. Yet another name that child has is fall.
That's not a name.
Autumn? That's a name.
Autumn, yes. Fall, no.
Whatever. Close enough, in my opinion. What shows are you looking forward to coming back on TV?
Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time. That's a good show. We watched that together. That's a good show. What else? Even though you just copied me, but whatever.
How did I copy you?
Because I just said that this morning.
But I agree with you. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
You asked me what am I looking forward to, not what shows that Neri is not looking forward to. Are you looking forward
goodness
to?
Goodness gracious.
I don't know what shows are coming back.
I don't know. You know what shows. What shows do you want to come back? What shows are you looking forward to? Because you watch a lot of TV. A lot of TV. No, I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad way. Mm-hmm. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's not like you're expected to clean or cook or anything.
Yeah, this is why I wanted to be on this podcast.
Inception.
You're so stupid.
I am.
I don't know.
What do you to know?
I don't know.
The Kardashians, you watch
they're
a lot?
They're on right now.
They're on right now?
Yeah.
Is the new season right now? Mm-hmm. Are you happy with it? Are you happy with the season the way it's going? Are the writers not the greatest writers ever?
They are
ever?
Amazing writers. They such amazing. A good show.
They make it seem as if those people are worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not. Because they don't do shit.
That's why it's awesome.
I'm watching a show about nothing. That's the real show about nothing. Forget Seinfeld. Kardashians. That's the real show about nothing. So, I am looking forward to The Walking Dead. That's actually what I bought with the money.
That's what you bought with the money my parents got you?
Yes, season 2 on Blu-ray.
Okay.
So, you haven't seen season 1. I really want you to watch season 1.
I don't like zombies.
I don't, but it's not a scary zombie.
I don't like zombies.
I know. I don't like zombies either. I don't like horror movies either. But this show is more than just zombies. It really is. It's a really interesting story and I think you'd get along. I think you'd like it.
Okay.
You're saying that, and I don't think you're going to watch it. No, you're not going to watch it?
No.
See, I don't like it when you don't watch shows with me, because then I feel as if I have to get away from you just to watch a show.
You don't have to get away from me. You can watch it while I'm there. I'm just not going to know what's going on.
And then you're going to ask me what's going on. That's what happened. You're talking, and you're rolling your eyes at me as if I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to start watching it, and you'll be like, what's going on? Where did that guy? Who's that guy? Why is he mad at him?
And then you can pause it. That's why the magic of DVR.
The magic of DVDs is you can watch the season yourself and then be caught up with it. It's only 7 episodes.
I'll freaking watch it.
Thank you. See how you guys do? See how you do it, fellas? You fucking wear them down. You just keep going and keep going and keep going until they got nowhere else to go. That's my marriage advice tip number 17. So... number 14 is don't cut your daughter's hair.
That should be number one.
That should not be number one. Number one should be something along the lines of being faithful or not getting caught. Something along those lines.
Not getting caught.
One of those things. Jeez.
Like Baloo doesn't agree with
me. Yeah, Baloo is totally making some weird noises. He's been making that noise for a couple days now. Like if he has something stuck in his throat, but he doesn't.
That's what he gets for eating plastic.
Yeah.
And aluminum foil.
We have a dog that eats everything.
He's a garbage disposal.
Yeah. Anyways. So, what's your favorite Disney movie?
The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid's coming out.
I know.
The movie theater's coming
I'm
back.
So excited.
When is it coming back out?
I think June of next year.
Which one was the one that was January this year?
Or was it January? I don't know.
I think January of next year.
I'll look it up right now.
She's going to look it up. My wife is a Disney fanatic. I love Disney. I'm a big Disney fan, too. Not as much as my wife is. We're going to Disney for our daughter's birthday. Are you excited about that?
Super excited.
Super excited and stuff. And like, you know. So, very excited about that. Very excited to have you on. You're like a special guest.
I am a special guest.
people are going to not have their volumes all the way. Like, you couldn't hear that last part. What did she say? It's so quiet. What did she say? Anyways, what's your Mount Rushmore of Disney movies? We've done the Mount Rushmore of Disney movies. I just want to give you the opportunity to do the Mount Rushmore of Disney movies. Disney, not Pixar.
Well, The Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. That's your George Washington?
Yeah. Little Mermaid. Sleeping Beauty. It's My Mountain.
Oh. Feisty.
Little Mermaid, Sleeping Beauty, Aladdin, and The Lion King.
See, that's a good mountain, except for Sleeping Beauty. I don't know if it belongs there. Just saying. Could have gone with Beauty and the Beast instead.
Honorable mention to Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, okay. I like the fact that even you are more decisive than Mike. Even you. Which you don't make any decisions whatsoever. Whenever we go somewhere, it's me making a decision. Whenever we go watch a movie, it's me making a decision. Whenever we go eat, it's me. Anyways. So I'm excited about the re-releases that are happening now. I'm excited about a couple of TV shows coming back. One of them being, of course, The Walking Dead. The other one being the Once Upon a Time. I'm very excited about that one as well. And there's a couple other ones. I can't think of any.
What's your Disney mountain?
That was a tough one for me because I have so many. I would put, I had to get a couple hours because originally Jungle Book and Tarzan were up there. But I think Tarzan stays up there, but
Tarzan was good.
I love Tarzan. I love Beauty and the Beast and I love, Tangled. I remember putting Tangled back up there. We really got to put a list up there.
Yeah.
Tangled was great.
Tangled was amazing.
And,
okay, wait. So Finding Nemo is coming out September 14th of this year.
Right.
Then Monsters, Inc., January 18th. The Little Mermaid is next September. I have to wait a year?
Sophie will be a year and a half old. Almost two.
I have to wait a year.
I have to wait a year. Fuck our daughter. I don't give a shit about her being able to enjoy it. I want to watch it right now.
I have to wait a year.
Exactly. Such a jerk.
Wait, I do have an old school pick.
Oh, what's your old school pick?
Tu Wong Fu.
That's a very good movie. Look at you making an old school pick. Wow, what made you think of that?
That movie.
I know, but what made you...
I've been thinking about it. If you ever asked me what my old school pick would be.
Then you just... And you forgot you had it in your pocket? You had it ready?
I had it ready. It's Tu Wong Fu.
All right. So, we saw Expendables 2 yesterday.
We did.
Which I'm surprised because you flat out told me you didn't want to watch it.
Yes, but then I got mad you were going to go see it without me.
Yeah, that's again, another one of those, I take full responsibility, I'm still blaming you.
Exactly.
Situations. It was like, I don't want to go see it. Okay, I'm going to go see it with Mike. I can't believe you're going to go without me. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Because you took a day off work. We never get to spend like the whole day together besides Saturday and Sunday. Usually we're doing something with my parents.
Work
weekend nights.
I wanted to go out. I just wanted to go. And why is it that when you go to your mom's house, I'm expected to go? And that's...
You're not expected to go. I like it when you come with us because we can still spend time together. We're spending family time. And our daughter likes to go in the pool. And guess what? There's a pool at my mom's house.
I get it. You want to
beat the shit out of you with my microphone.
You want to get a pool for the house. I get it. I don't know if that's a real pool.
Maybe we got a little kiddie pool for the baby. That would be good too.
Kiddie pools. Sounds dangerous. Almost bought another gun.
Because that's not dangerous.
No, kiddie pools. That's
more dangerous.
Crazy dangerous.
Oh my god, yeah.
But I almost bought another gun, and I really did. Your dad bought another gun. He bought a shotgun.
No, he didn't.
Oh, that's right. Your brother. If your mother's ever listening to this, your brother.
And then if my brother's girlfriend's listening to it, then yeah, my dad bought it.
Yeah, the dad. It all depends on who's asking who bought the shotgun. Two grown ass men telling me when I get to the gun store, they go, hey, listen, if my mom asks, I bought it. If my girlfriend asks, he bought it. And it's like, you fucking guys, grow up. Both of you, just fucking grow the fuck up. What's wrong with you guys? Anyways, so I almost bought another gun, and it's funny to me how you're like, oh, we don't need another gun, and blah, 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 and then when I got my concealed weapons permit, you're like, I want to get my concealed weapons permit.
I want to get my concealed weapons permit if just for whatever reason, the same reason why my mom wants to get it is if we're out together and you happen to have your gun on you and you need to give it to me, I want to be able to carry it legally.
All right.
I'm not going to be, you know, out with Sophie and, you know, my 9mm in the diaper bag. That doesn't make... But no, I don't want that. But I want to be able to, if I have to, hold yours when we're out in public if you're taking yours out.
Right. That's costing me a lot of money for you to be the just in case you need me to hold it situation. That's a lot of money for me to spend on your... Not like in case I need to go somewhere and I need to carry it with me for my safety.
Where am I going that I need to carry a gun with me for my safety?
I don't know. But that's something that I should have asked myself before I paid for the classes. Before I paid for you to get your license. That's a damn good question. Motherfucker. Jeez. All right. So I was trying to look for other TV shows that I was excited. Aren't you excited about the dance one? What was that dance show? What was that Broadway play?
Oh, Smash. Yes, I'm very excited about Smash. Yeah. I like Smash a lot.
Yeah, I don't like the... To me, Smash... I've never seen a full episode, but there are some characters... You know what bothers me is when they have the stereotypical gay characters.
It's a show about Broadway.
I get it. I'm not saying don't have gay characters, but when they have the flamboyant, stereotypical... characters, it's almost annoying. It's almost like you're insulting the audience. Like, we get it, you can suck a dick without wanting
but they
to.
They don't have, like, they have a few of the overly flamboyant
that's our dog,
but they also have not so flamboyant gay characters.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't tell if they're gay or straight until they come out and say it.
Until they come out and say shit like, oh my god, that twirl was excellent.
No.
Oh, fuck. He's gay. Just one time I want to watch a Broadway show.
How about you watch it watch and a then show. You'll see.
Just one time I want to watch a show about Broadway dancers without having to fucking have gay people in it. Jeez. Chick-fil-A. This message has been brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
Why don't you watch it with me? At least one show.
If you watch that, I'll watch that show with you if you watch Walking Dead.
Okay, fine.
Okay. See, that's a good trade-off. See? That's how a relationship works.
Oh, well, I'm excited about Dancing with the Stars.
You are really excited about Dancing with the Stars.
I'm very excited about Dancing with the Stars.
It's the All-Star one, right?
Yes.
And I know this because you told me this yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that the audience doesn't go, this fucking guy, what a fag. This guy, what a queer.
I've been saying that for years.
You have, actually.
An all-star cast.
To my wife's defense, she is absolutely right. For maybe 4 years, she's been saying they need to have like a best of. And what you said is they need to have all the champions.
All the champions come back and see which champion is the best.
Yeah, and I disagreed with you. I said what would be cool, and I don't watch a show. I've watched a couple episodes here and there because you forced me to. But I thought what would be cool is they have all the runner-ups, all the number twos, the people that lost.
But compete.
Yeah, but then one of those losers would be a winner, and I think that would be a compelling thing. Or like, hey, we all lost, but we're coming back with a vengeance. Like, I don't think it's right that they have some people that are in the I know Emma Smith is coming back. Like, that's not fair. You're black and you're an athlete. Fucking stop. Like, that's not right.
Right, but some of the people that are coming back have won, and some of them haven't.
And I just think that's right. If you've already won, why would you want to come? Like, that to me is unfair.
Because they're doing it because it's an all-star cast. They're bringing back the favorites. They're not bringing back the best or the second.
And
best.
I can't believe Palin.
For real, she's
Bristol Palin. I remember watching it like three episodes. That was the season that I watched the. I don't think I've ever watched any episode other than that season. I watched one episode of Jason Taylor. That was the first time I ever watched that. Was one episode of the Jason Taylor season. And then I watched like three episodes, the Bristol Palin season, and that's the one she was on. Well, she kept on winning, and I was like, she sucks, though, right? Like, I don't know shit about dancing, but I was like, she sucks.
But they kept bringing her back because of who she was.
Yes. Ugh. And now they brought her back for the All-Star.
They brought her back for the All-Star, but...
Ugh.
Because they're bringing back the favorites.
Did you bring back Karate Kid?
No.
Ralphie? See, how the fuck is he not a favorite?
He was good.
They brought back Pamela Anderson.
Oh, thank you.
She's hot.
I don't give a fuck. She's hot.
No, she's not.
Okay, you don't think Pamela Anderson is hot?
Her face is all messed up.
Who's talking about her face? I said hot. I never said anything about beautiful, pretty, gorgeous. I said hot. She is. Anyways.
They didn't bring back Jason Taylor and he's hot.
Because he has dignity. He has respect for himself. He had a mental lapse.
So you're saying that the people that are on that show don't have respect for themselves?
Or they don't have a career. Look who they brought back. Emmitt Smith is not doing anything. He's not broadcasting anymore because he's fucking a horrible speaker. A god-awful speaker. Somebody who should shut his mouth and not ever speak ever again. Which is weird because he played the game for so long that you would think that he would at least know how to talk about it. But he doesn't. He doesn't know how to speak. He's god-awful. So he's not working.
Not everyone knows how to speak.
All right, but he's awful. So he's not working. He's not doing shit. He hasn't done shit. He won't be doing shit. Jason Taylor's on ESPN now. He has like a real job. He's really good at what he does. Again, he's only been on there a couple of weeks, but all that reminds me, football season is starting. So take advantage of me around now because every Sunday I will be out and vacant and nowhere to be found.
I already told you. I'll just go to my mom's on Sunday.
See, that's why I love my wife. I told my wife this yesterday. I was like, oh, football season starts next week. And she turned to me and said, I'll just take the baby to my mom's house every Sunday. And I said, awesome. In my head. I didn't say it out loud, even though I'm saying it out loud now. But yeah. In my head, I was like, great. I'm like, oh, no, that's good. I mean, if you want to, that's fine. Whatever. But that's why her and I get along so well. So, you're getting excited for Dancing with Us. Do you ever watch So You Think You Could Dance?
No.
Are you not interested in that? Because you were watching Step Up 3 the other day.
Because you left me alone.
What did I go do? I forgot what I want to go do.
What did you go do?
I forgot.
I don't know. You left to go do something. And you left me alone. The baby was sleeping. And then it happened to be starting on Showtime. So I was like, great. I can watch this. And not get made fun of.
And then I got back.
You went to go buy dog food, I think. And that's you bought rubber bands.
I bought dog food. And then I came back.
And then you made fun of me.
And I made fun of you relentlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And to your credit, you still didn't change the channel. Because I was trying to just get you to change the channel so bad. I was just
The movie was like 20 was minutes shit. From ending. And no, then, okay, it wasn't. I didn't say it was good. No. But it was ending. It was maybe half an hour away from the ending. And I wanted to see what happened. Even though I knew what happened. I just wanted to watch the final
they had
dance
a
battle.
They had a dance battle. They had a dance competition.
I know. I wanted to
they
watch it.
They had an organized
it.
Dance competition. And in the studio. Middle of it. In the middle of the last final quote unquote battle, what was the name of the battle?
I couldn't even hear you were talking so much.
It was I forgot what it was, but it was some cheesy like it was a horrible name for a contest. Anyway, so that during the last battle of two dance groups, one of them says, "Can the you know insert." The protagonist name here. Candy, blah, 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 make a comeback. Nobody's ever made a comeback this large. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? There's no scoring. How do you know? How do you know what a fucking comeback is? How do you know how much of a comeback it is if there's no scoring system? There's no points.
You don't know that there was no scoring.
But there's no points visible to the audience. We can't tell. The people there couldn't tell. It's not like they were like, oh, this dance group by the judges so far is winning.
You could
five.
Tell by the moves.
And then they did it. And then they continued to do the last the last set, the last choreographed set. And stop fucking stabbing her in the face. She's stabbing. I have an Entertainment Weekly with, what's her name?
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart on it. And she's stabbing her in the face. You're so angry that she cheated on him.
I'm not angry because she cheated on him. I'm angry because she's stupid.
You that angry at her for being in horrible movies that destroyed the books that you love so much? That's not why you're angry.
I'm angry at her for destroying the character.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the movie.
She sucks as an actress, though. I don't think she's good in anything
she's
she does.
God awful. She's the same character in every movie.
She has the same stupid. Oh, look at me. I have angst. Like,
just fucking hate her. Anyways, that's why you should stab her, not because she cheated.
I'm not stabbing her because she cheated. Well. Should stab her because she cheated on him because you shouldn't do that. But that's not why I was stabbing her. I think just think she's stupid.
You forgive cheaters. Yeah. What? We're not going to say names, but there are people in your life.
In my life?
In your life. In your life. Robots. Aliens. There are people in your life that you know you have in the past that have cheated. And this is not, we're not talking about ex-boyfriends or me or anything like that. We're talking about, like, you know of other people in your life in the past that have cheated and you're okay with it.
Because they're not cheating on me.
So it's okay for someone to do something wrong as long as it's not on you. Wrong against you. Still wrong.
It's wrong. Okay, it is wrong.
I got more upset about it than when you did. When you heard about it.
What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot.
I don't
want
to give any names out here in case you're listening.
Oh, no. I'll be in a lot of trouble because I'm not even supposed to know.
Right. Shut up. You can't say that. Now they're going to know who the hell you're talking about. Anyways.
Maybe there's more people.
All right. Listen. So, whatever. So
there's a lot of... There's a lot more than just...
Moving on. You heard that people were being unfaithful and you were like, eh. And you didn't care about it. And I was like, all right. I cared more. I was more angry than you were. I was like, what the fuck? How can this person do that? That's awful, blah, blah. And you were like, eh. What are you going to do?
Because there's a lot more than just... Hey, I'm going to go sit on that guy's penis right now. Like, instead of my
I hope she didn't just
others.
Sit on...
Well, you know what I meant.
I hope they didn't just sit on a penis. That would be kind of boring. That would be the most boring cheat ever. I just sat on his penis. Did you fuck him? No, I just sat on his penis. I didn't even go in the vagina, really. It laid flat.
Just the tip.
It just laid flat as I... As my vagina overlapped his base with penis.
You know what I meant.
Yes, I know what you meant.
You know what I meant.
Anyways.
Like, there's a lot more to that story.
Have you ever cheated on somebody? Oh, you have. Look at that pause.
No.
Look at that pause. You were about to be like, what?
No.
What do you mean?
Let's move on.
Now everybody's like, oh, you shouldn't trust her, Mary.
I was much, much, much younger.
I hope so. I hope so. We've been together for 5 years. Yeah. I hope you were much, much, much younger.
Oh, so it was more like revenge than cheating.
Is that what that Mexican?
No. Can you hear me rolling my eyes? I'm rolling my eyes.
The people could hear you rolling your eyes. Okay. They could hear that. Anyways, all right. So, what was the other TV show?
What TV show?
There was Smash. Oh, Community.
Community.
I'm excited
about
that. I love Community. And Friday Night Lights is no longer with us. And
did we ever see the final season?
No, we have it on DVD, but we haven't seen it.
We should probably watch that.
Probably. But you know what? I kind of don't want to watch it because I know once I watch it,
it's going to be over.
It's going to be over. Like, I really do. Like, I really want to.
That's why you have it on DVD. You can watch it again and
no,
again and again.
But it's not the same thing. Not the same thing.
Yeah, because it's not like Friends.
I hate Friends. You've gotten me to hate Friends. I think TBS has gotten me to hate Friends.
I love Friends.
It's like.
Watch that all day.
I know you do. Because I'm here when you do. And I fucking hate it. All right. So, your Disney mountain was?
Oh, crap. It was The Little Mermaid, Lion King,
mm-hmm.
Sleeping Beauty. Did I say Aladdin?
Mm-hmm.
Aladdin, and then honorable mention to Beauty and the Beast.
Honorable.
Can I have two honorable mentions? Because I don't want to say Tangled.
No. No. Nobody has two honorable mentions.
Well, you know what?
Sorry.
I have two honorable mentions.
But what was your old school pick? Your old school pick was Tu Wong Fu. It's actually a very good movie.
It is a very good movie.
It's a really funny, excellent movie. And do you know, the only thing now, I talked to a cross-dresser last year. We were just talking. And he was like, I like that. He told me, he's like, I like that movie. I just don't, there's one thing, you know, there's a couple things, you know, that are, as far as the lifestyle, that are completely inaccurate. So kind of. He said
but
that
they're not cross-dressers, they're drag queens.
Right, but that's what I meant. I talked to a drag queen.
Talked to a drag queen.
Yeah. And he was telling me about it. And I go, what? Like he said, in his words, he had to put that aside. Like, it was hard for him to put certain things aside because he knew better.
but it's still a good movie. Like he still thought it was a good movie, just that it was hard. And so to which I said, what is the, you know, the things that are inaccurate? And he said, well, the fact that they're constantly in drag, the fact that they're in drag 24 hours a day, that's not the way it works. You're not in drag 24 hours a day. It would be exhausting for any human being to be in character 24 hours a day. That's impossible. And then he told me that that doesn't happen. In fact, when I knew him, he was never in drag. He was never in character. And he was character, something that comes out.
Is this the guy that would dress up like really, really cool on Halloween where we used to work?
No.
He had a really cool costume.
Yeah, he had really, but he was a fucking douche. I would never give him any kind of credit. I would never even have a conversation with him long enough to fucking, he's just douche. Fucking guy. Fuck you.
She's awake.
She is awake. Our daughter. Yeah. Our daughter's awake. All right. So.
She's not crying. So
I know. We can still keep talking. I know. We're 45 minutes in. So at the very least, this would be a very like a special nugget. Like we would do like a regular podcast with Mike and I. And then we'll release this one as a special like, hey, you know, here's another one type of deal.
Here's a little taste.
Here's a little taste. And here's a little mini. But we can keep going.
A little appetizer.
I'm
warm now.
What do you want to do for dinner?
I was going to say.
This is a great podcast. We're fucking talking about dinner. Our dinner plans with my wife.
I just was going to say that. Montaditos, but you had that for lunch.
I had that for lunch. I stole your idea.
I think I have a gift card to PF Chang's.
I've never been there.
You can go there. I've never been there.
Never been there. My old school pick. I don't know if I want to pick my old school pick with you or with Mike. Because with you, it would kind of be, I can name anything and you'd be like, I haven't seen it.
Well, pick something that maybe I've seen or that you've shown me.
I don't know. It's going to be difficult with you. Because you haven't seen anything and you can't give any feedback and you can't.
Well, then pick something that you've shown me that you haven't picked yet.
Take it easy. You really don't have to yell at me.
I'm not yelling.
America now realizes what I have to put up with.
Oh, please.
What? Oh. I was going to do this before. And then this is two comedies back to back. But I know that you've seen this one. So I'm going to go with Life Stinks. Yes, you have. I'll tell you why I know you've seen it. Because it was with Mel Brooks where he was rich and he was made to live as a bum.
Oh, yeah.
For 30 days.
I remember watching it, but then I don't remember.
You remember watching it, and then they called him Pepto, and he had to live there for 30 days or whatever in a neighborhood that was going to be condemned. And
like I said, I know that I saw it.
I don't remember. I want to watch that scene. You remember this scene.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me find it. Okay, so we saw the trailer. We saw the clip that I wanted to show you that would remind you that you've seen the movie. And you remember.
I do remember. I told you I remember seeing the movie. I just don't remember.
Yeah, like the worst. What's your Mount Rushmore of singers? I know you like music more than you like movies.
Of singers?
Yeah.
Andrea Bocelli.
Oh, God.
Can I sing my cousin?
Your cousin is a good singer.
She's a great singer, and so is her hubby.
But her husband's a better singer, and you like your cousin more?
She's my cousin, yo. That's my mo.
Okay. She better listen to this now that you give her a shout out.
I'll tell her to listen.
Better give one more listener. Bark, lady, bark. Bark. How come she won't fucking bark now?
Of course she won't bark on cue.
Alright. Andrea Bocelli.
Adele. I like Adele.
Adele and your cousin. You're putting your cousin in that same category, in that same level.
She gets honorable mention.
Honorable mention, okay.
Her and her hubby get honorable mention. They're a team.
Do they sing together?
Mm-hmm. They sing for weddings and stuff together.
Okay.
I like Celine Dion. No, no lady. And
you know, it doesn't have to be classically trained singers. It could just be.
You're asking me who my favorites are. I'm telling you who my favorites are.
Okay. You're not gonna say Britney or
no? I'm not gonna say
Christina.
Britney. Christina's a good singer.
Christina's a great singer.
Oh, my friend Frank. Frank's a good singer. I like his music.
Frank Rodriguez, our friend?
My friend Frank Rodriguez.
Is he on iTunes yet?
He is on iTunes. He has a lot of stuff on iTunes. He actually just put out a song yesterday that I really, really like a lot.
Uh-huh. I like the song that he had about, what's the song that he
bacon.
Had? Bacon. He had a song that went on Bacon. Did he put that on iTunes?
That's on iTunes. You should have him
yeah,
on
Yeah, get the biggest song. People, listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you. Go listen to Frank Rodriguez. Go to iTunes, search Frank Rodriguez.
Frank M. Rodriguez.
Frank, middle initial, M like Mario. Rodriguez. And look up the Bacon song. I think the Bacon song is worth listening
Bacon
to.
Bacon song is great, but yesterday he put out a song called Born on a Snowflake that's really, really, really good.
Okay, we'll put it at the end of this podcast. Okay.
You should have him on.
We'll put a clip. Yeah, we should have him on. I'll try to see if we can get him on. We should text him and find out if he would like to be on. Now. So, we got to put some more musicians. We've had a bunch of comedians, but I think musicians would do some
good. Frank.
Yeah, we could start with Frank. It would be great. All right, so I think we're going to call it a quits right now. It's 50 minutes. It's almost an hour, which I think is fine. I don't know if we want to plow through another fucking 10 minutes.
Oh, plow through because it's been so painful.
It has been so painful. But I do want to say I wanted to have you on because of the fact that every time we have you, I think you're interesting for the podcast, for the listening. And you're a pretty cool chick. I love you, honey.
I love you too, babe.
So we will talk later. Because we live together and we're gonna stop.
I'll see you in a couple minutes.
I'll see you in 30 seconds when I press stop on this. But either way, just wanted to have you on. We will have Frank Rodriguez on, so make sure you guys check that out. You are not on Twitter. My wife is not on Twitter.
I am not on Twitter. I am on Facebook and I have a blog. You can follow my blog.
No, don't. Because
why?
It has pictures of my daughter.
You know me and you're already friends with me on Facebook,
there you go.
You can follow my blog. There so I'm not going to give you the name of my blog. So, but if you are already friends with me,
if you're already friends with her on Facebook, please read her blog. It's very interesting. It's very funny. She has
you can
funny.
Read about the hairy drama.
Yeah. The oh god, you dismantled me in that blog. Like I was like, what the fuck? Like
I'm the only one.
You know
what?
You know it's even worse. You went to the fucking beauty salon and you were like, look what happens when I left my baby alone with my husband. I left. I went to the market and came back, and you acted like if you had nothing to do with it. You fucking jerk. And then when you did that, I go, what the fuck? And you go, they don't know you. Why do you care? And I'm like, that's so awful. Ugh. So thank you for making me look like shit in front of other people.
Oh please! You told me you wanted to cut her hair so you could take responsibility, so I could blame it on you. So guess what? I blamed it
but
on you. I didn't want them to think I was an unfit parent.
But you can't. You can blame
did not
it on me.
See her hair.
You could blame it on me by saying, "Hey, he convinced me, and I can't believe I let him convince me." That's still blaming it on me. But what you did is, I left to the market. Left him alone. I came back and this is what I found.
I didn't say I left to the market. I said I left you alone. I mean, that could have meant I stepped out of the room. That's leaving you alone with her.
Jerk. Anyways. All right. So follow my wife's blog. Listen to that. And I think we're going to go ahead and release this as a little bonus this week. So we'll do the episode with Mike, and then we'll release this one as a bonus. So thank you guys for checking out the What's Up Bro birthday bonus edition. And you guys have been great. Make sure to keep following me on Twitter and hit me up. And if you have any questions for my wife, that are not perverted and dirty, you fucking sick animals, hit me up on Twitter or email me at woobro@narysigns.com.
Or you can leave a comment on my blog.
You can leave a comment on her blog. Subscribe to her blog if you're already friends with her on Facebook. And yeah, do that. Send me your submissions in for old school picks.
You did say your old school pick.
Life stinks. Mm-hmm. I did. So check that out at woobro@narysigns.com. Check out my website. And I'm not sure where I'll be this weekend. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, on Woobro Wednesday, I will be at the Hot Mess Comedy Show at Miami Improv on Wednesday, September 5th, and Fort Lauderdale, September 6th at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. So make sure you guys check that out. And make sure you do that because that's how winning is done.
Bye.
Bacon. Ooh, I love bacon. Don't give me any of your veggie strips or turkey stuff. No, I want bacon. I'm glad that there are so many vegans in this world. set me free, you know, but that's okay. I think tomorrow's payday anyway. Cause I love bacon.